Brian, a bitterly disappointing evening. How do you sum it up?
I think the way that we started the game summed the whole day up, really. I thought that Yeovil come up the box and almost treated like a local derby and almost looked like they're up for a fight, you know, straight away from the off. And one of the things I learned from a young age was that, you know, you need to win the battle first and roll your sleeves up and don't let the other player get the better of you. And I felt that it took us probably 60 minutes before we actually started to realise that and get a grip of the game. And, you know, a few words were said at half-time. We got a reaction. You know, I think we dominated the game second half with the ball, but didn't really hurt them. Disappointed, absolutely gutted. You know, they're obviously a big, physical, strong side, and, you know, it showed, especially in the first half.
You had a very distinguished career as a player, and you, I know you're a very honest man. That first half performance in particular must have really disappointed you.
Yeah, and when you want the players to be brave with and without the ball, you know, quite a few players went hiding, especially to start with. And if you've got a team of players that want to play football or have to play football, because we haven't got the physical side size, so if you don't have everybody wanting to play football, then, you know, you have half a team doing something. And, you know, and when you come up against a team that's so physical and direct, you know, they didn't really have to work too hard for their goals. You know, good finishes, I suppose, but, you know, it's poor from our part.
All three goals seemed, I mean, the third one you can almost excuse because we're chasing the game, but the first two are very avoidable, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we've allowed them to shoot from distance. We've allowed the ball go into the chest and control and set and finish. And, you know, like I said to you, it's not like they've had to work really hard to open us up and you know, work the ball, you know, across our back four. Or, you know, they've put in a great, fantastic ball. You know, it's very industrious, effective, I suppose, from their point of view, and, you know, we give ourselves a mountain to climb.
It's going to be a break now due to the Dover postponement, and that's going to give you an opportunity, I'm sure, to recruit and bring in some more bodies.
I think it highlighted it today, really. You know, the players have done tremendous to get to where they are in this league, and, you know, we are a part-time team. We have players that are working today and then coming and expecting to put a performance on. We are what we are, you know, and we are trying our hardest to try and bring in that full-time culture and bring in an extra training day, and all these things will help us, you know, in the long term. The problem is short term. You know, we need results. We need them soon, and we've got to avoid performances like that, or at least look like we want to fight for this football club.
And how far away do you think we are from that sort of level?
Well, if you look at the last four games, I would say we were close. If you look at the first half today, I'd say we were miles off. I look at it and I think to myself, you know, we look at quite an easy team to play against. We look naive, we look vulnerable. I think it's highlighted the fact that we do need bodies, we do need a little bit more physicality and a bit more experience in the side.
Just touch on the a couple of decisions, particularly in the second half there. Was there a penalty in there for us for you?
I think the referee got so much wrong today for both sides. Some of the decisions that I was baffled for and against, and whether they're penalties or not, I just thought it was so inconsistent throughout the whole of the game. And linesmen giving decisions from 75 yards away, it's just, I was just baffled. I actually saved my breath because, you know, it was just a waste of time trying to get it through to the referee, because you got a fourth official agreeing with all of his decisions, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm fighting a losing battle here.
And do you think that confuses players from both sides when you don't really know what you're going to get from the officials?
I think both sets of players were baffled with some of the decisions. You know, even I think the sending off for Jake McCarthy, I think that's a very harsh decision. And,
is that one you'll be appealing or looking into it?
We'll look back on it. You know, I think it'll only be one game, but you know, there was a couple of appeals for a penalty for us, but I mean, I don't like to comment on the decisions. I just felt even the little sort of three kicks and things like that, I think he got them wrong quite a lot for both sets, both teams.
We've had a couple of these situations now where there is an enforced break. You're going to have some training sessions, and you're going to, you know, just a word on your sort of level of your recruitment. Are you going to be bringing some bodies in through the door?
In fairness to the board, you know, they're fully supporting this action. We are fully aware of the situation that we're in. When you look at how well they've recruited locally to get to where they are, they've done fantastic. I think in order for us to stay in this division, we need to look elsewhere. We need to look further afield, utilise my connections. And in order for that to happen, we almost have to try and put a full-time spin on it and, you know, provide accommodation for players, something that the club hasn't ever done before. But in order for us to try and stay in this league, these are the sort of steps that we're going to have to take.
Brian, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.